Hi, this is Stefania. Welcome to the Classic Children's Story Podcast. Stories for bedtime, playtime, anytime, to keep your little ones entertained and happy. We bring you an international collection of stories. Stories that teach, stories that entertain, and more. And here is part 7 of Uncle Wiggily. This story is called Uncle Wiggily and the Horse Chestnut. The horse chestnut is a kind of a tree. Uncle Wiggily and the Horse Chestnut.
Bang, bangle, bonk, bonk, slam.
Something made a big noise on the front porch of the hollow stump bungalow, where in the woods lived Uncle Wiggily Longears, the rabbit gentleman.
My goodness, cried Nurse Jane Fuzzy Wuzzy, the muskrat lady housekeeper. I hope nothing has happened.
Well, from what I heard today, I should say it is quite certain that something has happened, spoke the bunny uncle, sort of twisting his ears very anxious-like.
I only hope the chimney hasn't turned a somersault, and that the roof is not trying to play tag with the back steps, went on Miss Fuzzy Wuzzy, a bit scared-like.
I'll go see what it is, offered Uncle Wiggily.
And as he went to the front door, there, on the piazza, he saw Billy Wagtail, the little goat boy.
Oh! Good morning, Uncle Wiggily, spoke Billy politely. Here's a note for you. I just brought it.
And did you bring all that noise with you?
Mr. Longears wanted to know.
Well, yes, I guess I did, Billy said, sort of bashful-like and shy as he wiggled his horns.
I was seeing how fast I could run, and I ran downhill and got going so lickety-split-like that I couldn't stop. I fell right up your front steps, rattle-to-bang.
I should say it was rattle-to-bang, laughed Uncle Wiggily. But please, don't do it again, Billy.
I won't, promised the goat boy.
Grandpa Goosey Gander gave me that note to leave for you on my way to the store for my mother. And now I must hurry on.
And Billy jumped off the porch and skipped along through the woodland trees, as happy as can be.
What was that all about?
Asked Nurse Jane when Uncle Wiggily came in.
Oh, just Billy Wagtail, answered the bunny uncle. He brought a note from Grandpa Goosey, who wants me to come over and see him.
I'll go. He has the epizootic and can't get out, so he wants someone to talk to and play checkers with him.
Off through the woods went Uncle Wiggily, and he was almost at Grandpa Goosey's house when he heard some voices talking.
One voice said, Oh dear, how thirsty I am.
And so am I, said another.
Well, children, I am sorry, spoke a third voice, but I cannot give you any water. I am thirsty myself, but we cannot drink until it rains. And it has not rained in a long, long time.
Oh, dear! Oh, dear! Oh, dear! Cried the other voices again. How thirsty we are!
That's too bad, thought Uncle Wiggily. I would not even wish for the bad fox to be thirsty. I must see if I cannot be of some help.
So he peeked through the bushes and saw some trees.
Was it you who were talking about being thirsty? Asked the rabbit gentleman, curious-like.
Yes, answered the big voice. I am a horse chestnut tree, and these are my children.
And the large tree waved some branches like fingers at some small trees growing under her.
And they, I suppose, are pony chestnut trees? Said Uncle Wiggily.
That's what we are, cried the little trees, and we are very thirsty.
Indeed they are, said the mother tree. You see, we are not like you animals. We cannot walk to a spring or a well to get a drink when we are thirsty. We have to stay rooted in one place and wait for the rain or until someone waters us.
Well, someone is going to water you right away, cried Uncle Wiggily in his jolly voice. I'll bring you some water from the duck pond, which is nearby. Then, borrowing a pail from Mrs. Wibblewobble, the duck lady, Uncle Wiggily poured water all around the dry earth, in which grew the horse chestnut tree and the little pony trees.
Oh, how fine that is, cried the thirsty trees. It is almost as nice as rain.
You are very good, Uncle Wiggily, said the mother tree, and if ever we can do you a favor, we will.
Thank you, spoke Uncle Wiggily, making a low bow with his tall silk hat. Then he went on to Grandpa Goosey's, where he visited his epizootic friend and played checkers. On his way home through the woods, Uncle Wiggily was unpleasantly surprised when, all of a sudden, from behind a stone, jumped a bad bear. He wasn't at all a good, nice bear like Becky or Neddy Stubtail.
Brrr, growled the bear at Uncle Wiggily. I guess I'll scratch you.
Oh, please don't, begged the bunny uncle.
Yes, I shall, grumbled the bear, and I'll hug you, too.
Oh, no. I'd rather you wouldn't, said the bunny uncle, for well he knew that a bear doesn't hug for love. It's more a squeeze than a hug.
Yes, I'm going to scratch you and hug you, went on the bad bear. And after that, well, after that, I guess I'll take you off to my den.
Oh, please don't, begged Uncle Wiggily, twinkling his nose and thinking that he might make the bear laugh. But this bear wouldn't even smile. He just growled again and said,
Well, here I come, Uncle Wiggily, to hug you.
Oh, no, you don't, all of a sudden cried a voice in the air.
Ha! Who says I don't? Grumbled the bear, impolite-like.
I do, went on the voice, and the bear saw some trees waving their branches at him.
Pah! I'm not afraid of you, growled the bear, and he made a rush for the bunny. I'm not afraid of trees.
Not afraid of us? Well, you'd better be, said the mother tree. I'm a strong horse chestnut. And these are my strong little ponies. Come on, children. We won't let the bear get Uncle Wiggily.
Then the strong horse chestnut tree and the pony trees reached down with their powerful branches, and catching hold of the bear, they tossed him up in the air far away over in the woods. At the same time, pelting him with green, prickly horse chestnuts. And the bear came down, plunkety-plunk, in a bramble briar bush.
Oh, wow!
Cried the bear as he felt his soft, tender nose being scratched.
I'll be good! I'll be good!
And he was,
For a while, anyhow. So this shows you how a horse chestnut tree saved the bunny gentleman. I'll tell you next about Uncle Wiggily and the pine tree. Uncle Wiggily and the pine tree. Uncle Wiggily Longears, the nice old gentleman rabbit, put on his tall silk hat, polished his glasses with the tip of his tail to make them shiny so he could better see through them, and then, taking his red, white, and blue striped crutch down off the mantle, he started out of his hollow stump bungalow one day. "Better take an umbrella, hadn't you?" asked Nurse Jane Fuzzy Wuzzy, the muskrat lady housekeeper. "It looks as though he might have a shower."
"An umbrella? Yes, I think I will take one," spoke the bunny uncle as he saw some dark clouds in the sky. "They look as though they might have rain in them."
"Are you going anywhere in particular?" asked the muskrat lady, as she tied her tail in a soft knot.
"No, not special," Uncle Wiggily answered. "May I have the pleasure of doing something for you?"
he asked with a polite bow. "Well," said Nurse Jane, "I have baked some apple dumplings with oranges inside, and I thought perhaps you might like to take one to Grandfather Goosey Gander to cheer him up."
"The very thing," cried Uncle Wiggily, jolly-like. "I'll do it, Nurse Jane."
So, with an apple dumpling carefully wrapped up in a napkin and put in a basket, Uncle Wiggily started off through the woods and over the fields to Grandpa Goosey's house.
"I wonder if I shall have an adventure today," thought the rabbit gentleman as he waved his ears to and fro like the pendulum of a clock. "I think I would like one to give me an appetite for supper. I must watch for something to happen."
He looked all around the woods, but all he could see were some trees.
"I can't have any adventures with them," said the bunny uncle, "though the horse chestnut tree did help me the other day by tossing the bad bear over into the briar bush. But these trees are not like that."
Still, Uncle Wiggily was to have an adventure with one of the trees very soon. Just you wait now, and you shall hear about it. Uncle Wiggily walked on a little further, and he heard a funny tapping noise in the wood. Tap, 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 tappity, tap, tap. Tap, 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 tappity, tap, tap, it sounded.
"My, someone is knocking on a door trying to get in," thought the bunny. "I wonder who it can be."
Just then, he saw a big bird perched on the side of a pine tree, tapping with his bill. "Tap, tap, tap," went the bird.
"Excuse me," said the bunny uncle, "but you are making a mistake. No one lives in that tree."
"Oh, thank you, Uncle Wiggily. I know that no one lives here," said the bird. "But you see, I am a woodpecker, and I am pecking holes in the tree to get some of the sweet juice, or sap. The sap is running in the trees now, for it is spring. Later on, I will tap holes in the bark to get at the bugs and worms when there is no more sap for me to eat." And the woodpecker went on tapping, tapping, tapping.
"My, that is a funny way to get something to eat,"
said the bunny gentleman to himself. He watched the bird until it flew away, and then Uncle Wiggily was about to hop on to Grandpa Goosey's house when all of a sudden, before he could run away, out popped the bad old bear once more.
Oh-ha! We meet again, I see, growled the bear. I was not looking for you, Mr. Longears, but all the same, I am glad to meet you, for I want to eat you.
Well, said Uncle Wiggily, sort of scratching his pink twinkling nose with his ear, surprised-like, I can't exactly say that I'm glad to see you, good Mr. Bear.
No, I suppose not, agreed the fuzzy creature. But you are mistaken. I am bad Mr. Bear, not the good.
Oh, excuse me, said Uncle Wiggily. All the while, he knew the bear was bad, but he hoped by calling him good to make him so.
I'm very bad, growled the bear, and I'm going to take you off to my den with me. Come along.
Oh, no, I don't want to, said the bunny uncle, shaking his tail.
But you must, growled the bear. Come on now.
Oh, dear, cried Uncle Wiggily.
Will you let me go if I give you what's in my basket?
He asked, and he held up the basket with a nice orange apple turnover in it.
Let me go if I give you this, said the bunny uncle.
Maybe I will, and maybe I won't, said the bear cunning-like. Let me see what it is.
He took the basket from Uncle Wiggily and, looking in, said,
Aha! An apple turnover dumpling with oranges in it. I just love them.
Oh, thought Uncle Wiggily, I hope he eats it, for then maybe I can get away when he doesn't notice me. I hope he eats it. And the bear, leaning his back against the pine tree in which the woodpecker had been boring holes, began to take bites out of the apple dumpling which Nurse Jane had baked for Grandpa Goosey. Now's my chance to get away, thought the bunny gentleman. But when he tried to hop softly off as the bear was eating the sweet stuff, the bad creature saw him and cried,
Ha ha, no you don't. Come back here.
And he pulled Uncle Wiggily close to him again. Then the bunny uncle noticed that some sweet sticky juice or gum, like that on flypaper, was running down the trunk of the tree from the holes the woodpecker had drilled in it. Oh, if the bear only leans back hard enough and long enough against that sticky pine tree, thought Mr. Longears, he'll be stuck fast by his furry hair, and then he can't get me. Oh, I hope he sticks. And that is just what happened. The bear enjoyed eating the apple dumpling so much that he leaned back harder and harder against the sticky tree. His fur stuck fast in the gum that ran out. Finally, the bear ate the last crumb of the dumpling.
And now, I'll get you, he cried to the bunny uncle. I'll get you.
But did the bear get Uncle Wiggily?
He did not.
The bear tried to jump toward the rabbit, but could not. He was stuck fast to the sticky pine tree, and Uncle Wiggily could now run safely back to his hollow stump bungalow to get another dumpling for Grandpa Goosey.
So,
the bear had no rabbit, and all he did was stay stuck fast to the pine tree until a big fox came along and helped him to get loose. And the bear cried, "Ouch!" because his fur was pulled. So, Uncle Wiggily was all right, you see, after all, and very thankful he was to the pine tree for holding fast to the bear. And that's the end of today's story. We'll be back again soon with a new story. You can subscribe to the Classic Children's Story Podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Spreaker, Stitcher, Google Podcast, and most platforms and podcast apps. Visit our Ko-fi page at ko-fi.com/happythoughts, where you can find inspiration, motivation, artwork, and, if you like, membership in the Classic Children's Stories podcast membership tier, where you can have access to stories recorded just for the members and get a shout out for your little one on the podcast. You can also find the website address in the show notes. We'll be back again soon. Bye for now.